Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Matthew, chapter number 2. Beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. We've been looking at the thought, questioning Christmas, and the questions that appear here in this passage in Matthew 2. And there was a question concerning of whom he would be born. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? That took Herod quite by surprise. And yet the scripture said that the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet. There was a question concerning what would be the sign of his birth. For we have seen his star in the east. Where did that come from? Numbers 24:17, there shall come a star out of Jacob. Well, we said yesterday, no excuse for knowing where he would be born, not knowing where. And they demanded where Christ should be born in verse 4 of Matthew 2. And the Bible says, But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. Well, today, it's hard to develop the thought we have in the time allotted, but there was no excuse for not knowing when he would be born. Verse number 7 of Matthew 2, Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. Well, to understand how these guys, the wise men, knew that Christ was coming and the time of his born, when he would be born, we turn to the book of Daniel, chapter number 9, verse number 25, about 538 years before Matthew 2. And the Bible declares that the angel said to Daniel, Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Their street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. Well, we believe this to be the commissioning of Nehemiah to go to Jerusalem to rebuild the city in 445 B.C. Now, the Bible speaks of weeks. These are weeks of years, periods of 7 years each. And so, when you do the math on it, the Bible says there shall be 7 weeks. 7 times 7, 49. So, 49 years. From the time that the decree went forth to this first first 7 weeks is expired, it was 49 years. That would take us to somewhere around 400 or roughly 396 B.C. We believe this to be about the time that Malachi prophesied his first prophecy, or his prophecy which closed out the New Testament. So, just briefly, Sir Robert Anderson did calculations, and basically he said this. When you take the 7 weeks plus the 62 weeks that are mentioned in the passage in Daniel, then you multiply that 69 times 7. It gives you 438 years. Assuming that the start was in 445 B.C., that would bring the time allotted to the 10th of Nisan, in the 18th year of Tiberius. Now, according to commonly accepted dating, this would have been precisely the day that Christ made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem and presented himself as Messiah the Prince to the nation of Israel. Now, ultimately, we know that they rejected him, but this was the turning point. Of course, he had to grow up. He had to be born and to grow up. But the point is, they knew the time period. They knew from Scripture that the clock was running. From the rebuilding of the city, the clock began to run. And the prophecy of Daniel declared it. And so, as a result of that, they were without excuse to realize that the time was right and the time was ripe for the coming of the Lord and the coming of the Messiah. So we today have no excuse for understanding that the time is ripe for the second coming of Christ. Father, help us, I pray, to prepare our hearts and to be ready to stand before you in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.